Well, last year they put this together. Didn't know how much they'd be able to raise for it, but knew it was for a great cause. We'll tell you what, the community came through in a big way. The football players came through in a big way. And Josh Englehart, I think everybody ended up healthy at the end of it, right?
Everyone was good.
We had a couple, maybe a little sore.
A couple guys that said they were immobile for about 2 weeks, but you know.
Coming up on Saturday night, October 19th, the second annual Sweat for CF flag football game at Coldwater High School. You held the first one last year for this. Give us the story behind this. Obviously, this is in memory of your brother who suffered from CF, right?
That's right. The event, you know, was made in honor of his life. We lost him back in 2002 to cystic fibrosis. He was 25 years old. So we really wanted to put emphasis on that last year, but you know, the main goal, the main purpose, if you will, is to raise money to help try to find a cure for cystic fibrosis. You know, the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation has done amazing things, made great strides into finding a cure, and we just want to, you know, play a part in possibly finding a cure for the disease. So it's been an honor for us, and like I said, you know, it's been amazing for us seeing how the communities, you know, come forth to help us out. And this year, the second year, it's been even more amazing because people are wanting to jump on board and contribute and play a role. So last year was a lot more phone call making and things like that to kind of get people on board. This year you have people emailing you and calling you, so it definitely helps out.
Well, it's a rivalry game between Michigan and Notre Dame fans. It's kind of fun to watch the video from last year, and I've got that on my morning show blog of these aging athletes.
I mean,
some of them aren't that aged, but you know, right. You know, there are a lot of them were high school stars,
right,
and those kinds of things.
Right.
Coming out playing flag football, and some of them still got it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And
definitely.
Some of them are a couple steps slower than when they were in high school.
And I would say this, and you can consider this maybe a little bit of a promotion for this second annual one, is I would say we definitely have more athletes on the field this year than we did last year.
Okay.
Guys that are physically active, I guess, even in their older age, you know, even to this day, they're, you know, I think it'll be a faster paced game.
Okay.
So it'll be exciting. You know, we definitely want people to come out and check it out. And that was one of the things we heard after last year was, you know, you hear flag football, maybe you develop your own assumptions of that, but it was pretty physical. It was fast paced. It was fun.
Yeah.
So
okay, so who won last year?
Michigan
remember.
Did. They
okay.
did. They, you know, we played two scrimmages on our own before the actual event. Notre Dame actually won two of those, and then Michigan pulled it out. You know, I believe it was 26-21. So
okay.
Somewhat emulated the real games. You know, they're always close, always squeakers. Came down to the last play, and you know, hopefully Notre Dame can pull this one out this year.
So the Notre Dame guys got something to prove this
exactly,
year.
Exactly. That's
well,
right.
You obviously raise money through the ticket sales. A lot of folks are just flat out donating money, but you'll have bake sales and other stuff going on that night too, right?
Exactly. And, you know, we wanted to do something different this year in regards to giving the public an opportunity to purchase tickets maybe they can't get with a player. October 1st on Tuesday, I believe it is, from noon to 3, we'll be at Jimmy John's selling tickets to the public as well. So special thanks to Brandon Timmons out there at Jimmy John's here in Coldwater. So
okay. All right. So again, it's Saturday, October 19th, 7 o'clock is the event. Tickets are just $5 for this. Again, people could make donations of any size they want to for this. Who are some of the names of guys? Can you think of any of the guys who are on the teams right now?
We got Kurt Barvey. I got, you know, one fun addition for me and our family is my cousin Todd Riley. He will be playing, and that'll be interesting to see. You talk about older guys, but I think physically he'll be fine. We got a lot of guys. We got Corey Parker, some guys that are coming back from last year. Brent Strobel, Scott Berry might be able to play. If he does, he'd be a late addition. I got a buddy of mine that I actually just talked to this morning that played quarterback at Tri-State.
Okay.
He'll probably be coming up from Fort Wayne to play. And that was another fun thing, too. We just had a bunch of guys just coming forth wanting to play. And we try to keep the 20-man, you know, roster sure. to a team or whatever. And we had a bunch of people reach out and stuff. So it's been cool. And another thing I want to add, too, if people do want to mail in donations, they can send it to it's called Sweat for CF 63 South Circle Drive here in Coldwater, Michigan. So and they just have to make any check payable to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. So And then they can check out the Facebook page. They just have to search Sweat for CF Flag Football 2013, and that'll give, you know, all the information that they need.
Perfect. We'll keep folks up to date on it, and maybe like the week before, we'll check to see what the Las Vegas line is on the game.
There you go. I like that.
Okay, that'll work. Thanks, Josh. Good luck with it. October 19th is the event itself, but again, October 1st, they're going to do a special ticket sale day at Jimmy John's and more, so we'll keep you up to date as we get closer to it. The second annual Sweat for CF Flag Football game at Coldwater High School.